This week on The Marquee, we've got all of the releases that Oscar weekend has to offer. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Nonstop, an air marshal played by Liam Neeson receives a text message while over the Atlantic that someone on board will be killed every 20 minutes unless $150 million is wired to an offshore bank account. Initially mysterious and fun, Nonstop's climax crashes and burns into laughable absurdity.
Edited down from the popular History Channel miniseries, The Bible, Son of God follows the life of Jesus from his birth to his death and resurrection.
Also opening in Columbus, in the thriller Repentance, Anthony Mackie is a successful therapist and author who attempts to help a troubled man played by Forrest Whitaker who is struggling with the death of his mother. It soon becomes clear that he may be beyond help and that he and his family are in danger.
Opening at the Drexel, The Wind Rises is the latest release from Japan's Studio Ghibli. The English dub version stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jiro, a young Japanese engineer who sets out to build a better fighter plane as his country prepares for World War II. This isn't really the kind of animated adventure that you take your kids to see on a Saturday afternoon, but it's sophisticated and dramatic and strikingly beautiful.
Opening at the Gateway, Emma Roberts and John Cusack star in Adult World, a comedy about a struggling college grad and poet who reluctantly takes a job at a sex shop to continue pursuing an internship with her idol.
Kira Sedgwick and Vincent D'Onofrio star in Chlorine, a Keeping Up with the Joneses kind of story about a pair of New Englanders whose desperation to impress their friends and neighbors leads them to make an ill-advised investment. Or, for big-screen entertainment on a small budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Mandela Long Walk to Freedom or Aaron Eckhart in I, Frankenstein. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Nonstop. It isn't as artful as The Wind Rises, and the action and suspense do fall apart a bit in the end, but Liam Neeson makes it gritty and fun.
If I could recommend the first two-thirds of Nonstop, I would, but since that's not how things work around here, I'll go ahead and recommend Adult World. I've always had a soft spot for movies about struggling writers.
Or if the latest new releases don't have you racing out to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Thor: The Dark World. In this epic superhero sequel, Chris Hemsworth returns as the otherworldly prince who's tasked with returning the Nine Realms to order, only to be faced with a new threat. Though Kenneth Branagh's Thor left director Alan Taylor with some pretty big shoes to fill, he manages to hold his own, creating a follow-up that's somewhat complex, but consistently entertaining.
In Alfonso Cuarón's Gravity, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney struggle to survive in Earth's orbit after a debris field destroys their space shuttle. With limited oxygen, they must work together to improvise a new way to return home. Gravity's home video release is timed perfectly to be just days ahead of the Academy Awards. So if you haven't seen it yet, here's your last pre-Oscar chance.
The Descendants director Alexander Payne's latest, Nebraska, tells the stripped-down story of a father and son who set out on a road trip through Middle America to collect $1 million in phony sweepstakes prize money. Somewhere in here, there's a charming film, but for the most part, the charm is hidden behind lengthy asides and beneath irritating characters.
The French drama Blue is the Warmest Color follows Adele, a 15-year-old student who begins a relationship with Emma, a blue-haired student at a nearby college. The film is critically acclaimed, controversial, and became the first film based on a graphic novel or comic book to win the Palme d'Or Prize at Cannes Film Festival.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Gravity. It isn't a flawless film, but it's a pretty remarkable production, and a worthy choice for this year's Central Ohio Film Critics Association Award for Best Picture.
Agreed. Gravity is a great choice, but if you're looking for another out-of-this-world film, Thor: The Dark World is worth checking out as well.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for classic cartoon characters and classical battles. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
For in dreams, we enter a world that is entirely our own.